Hello.
Hi, Rich.
Hi.
It's Amy with Local Splash. How are you?
Good. Hi.
Good.
By the way, real quick, while I got this, generally, if there's a number I don't recognize, I generally sometimes don't answer, especially when I'm busy. So this is not an 800 number or 877, whatever. Is this your direct number so I can, when I hang up, I can save it under your name so I know in the future to answer this number?
Not exactly.
Or is this unusual?
So what it is it's a VoIP number. I call from the sales floor because I'm a sales agent. The other agents are operations agents. So they handle the day-to-day. I handle the sales. So with this, ours calls from a localized number. So it might be this number three times, and then, like, if I call you next week, it might be slightly different, depending on whatever trunk
it
picks up.
So if I save it under your name, it may come up or it may not. Okay.
It may or it may not. You're welcome to give it a shot, though.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, if you happen to call from this one, then I know, like I said, I get so many sales calls every day for asking for donations or trying to sell me something at least between 1 and 5 calls a day from other people, from other organizations like Home Center or the Pro, you know, people that do what you do, you know, that can't, they're like, we can't find you on the internet. We know that you're not coming up until like the 5th page, if at all. So I know that you're not getting good service. Once you give us a chance to see what we can do for you, that's one of the things. I'm getting so many of those in the last 2 months. But in the last 2 weeks, it's crazy how many calls I'm getting. That's what prompted me to get this thing going as well.
Yeah. Well, you saw that. You clicked on that text that I sent you yesterday, right, showing you where you were actually popping up at?
No, actually, the one that you sent me yesterday, if I'm not correct, let me see here if I can pull this up. The one you sent me yesterday was actually I'll have to finish that email later. Was actually a link to Yelp. That's the one I... If it was more than that, I didn't know that. So hold on.
I sent you this Google here. I'm going to resend it right now because I sent you this Google link.
Sarah King, right?
If you... What?
Are you Sarah?
No, I'm Amy Nelson.
Well, I knew that. Dang it. I got one from Sarah. No, that's my claim. Okay, never mind. You want to go and send it again.
I did. I just sent it to you. So if you copy and paste that and throw it into Google, it's going to show you that you're 5th on the first page of Google in your area.
Oh, that's right. You sent it to my phone. I was sort of checking my email here. That's why I didn't find
it. Oh, you want me? I can send it to your email? That's not
okay. I don't use my text, but I don't want to use my phone for anything online because it's too small and I got to wear 350s just to read a book.
Okay.
I don't like to use my phone. You want to do nothing.
Here, it's going to say, click this. Okay, it's going to just be a blue link that says click this. It'll come via text. So let me get your email address. Hold on a second. So I did talk to my team, and they said that those funds have already been reallocated, that there's no way for us to reallocate them a second time. Okay?
All right. So I've got to make a decision today. So if I put $500 on it today, and plus your $100 for the sign-up fee thing, it would be $600. And then is that per month or until it's used up, or how does that work?
It's per month. It's per month, and I do want to explain to you exactly how that works. So of the $500 that you're paying, $100 of that is our management fee. It's like $30 is our management fee, and the remainder is going to the optimization as well as the profile enhancements and boosts. And that's why Yelp
is $400.
It's $400 of what you're paying.
But you're giving,
and then we're giving an additional $100. So you're getting a total of $500.
Okay.
Whole
so,
dollars. Like not where you have to pay a management fee on top or in between. It's all
Okay, got you. So it's $400. $500, but you're taking $100 of it, so you're putting $100 back to get it back to $100.
Yep.
Okay, and then after this, it's actually a direct $500 once a month. Now, let's say I use it up and it works fine, but I want more. I can just always call and add more to it any time?
Yes, you can always call and add more. And what I want to tell you is that the boost promo, the lowest boost promo is the one that we're talking about now, where you pay the $500 and you get the $100. If you start it at, let me see here. She gave me some options. I let her know funds were super tight, but she gave me the best options that she could. And that is, okay. Let me see. If we start it at 900 to 1,000, the boost promo is $250.
Yeah. I'd have to stick with the one. Because look, right now, I may be robbing $500 out of an account to which means
right.
I'm going to not have that money until something pops and works, either through my efforts or stuff that's going on. I've had or response to my marketing I'm doing today, yesterday, today, tomorrow,
right.
whatever, all week.
Right.
Hopefully not all week. Hopefully somebody, I mean, I get back to work tomorrow, Thursday or Friday. But anyway, I'm going to have to, it's going to be my rent. I'm just going to have to let my landlord know that what's going on. My rent's got to be low to make it up. That's what I'm going to have to do. So, but to do this today, how much longer today do we have to do this? Because I'm going to have to go move some money around into my business. Or not, well, I wouldn't do my business. Well, maybe. No. I would do it
for 4 p.m., but we could always do it first thing in the morning. I'm here.
Yeah, hold it. 4 p.m. Hold up. You say 4 p.m. Is that Pacific Coast time?
Yeah, I'm in California.
Okay, so we got an hour and a half, which is fine. I got time to do that. So if I went and put money on this card and then I call you back, we can pay the $500 with a debit card. And the thing, the reason why I'm wanting to do it, would it make any difference as far as the timing, if I did this today versus tomorrow? I mean,
no,
as far as it coming out?
If you're coming in at the end of the day and we're processing it, we close at 4.
Not going to start until tomorrow anyway.
Yeah, we're not going to be able to start working on it till tomorrow.
So if I start tomorrow morning at, what time you open?
7 a.m.
Okay, 7. I'll make it, this way it gives me tonight to think about it and maybe figure out how the best way to do this instead of just jumping on it this way. And then I'll call you at 7 and we can just do it.
I can call you at 7.
Bank doesn't open till 9 anyway, so.
Okay.
Okay. And I have a backup account at MoneyTree as well, but they don't open until 10. And I only got $150 on that. So even if I put money on that, I can't do that till 10. So that's a lesser good action. Option.
So you have to go down to the bank to transfer it?
Yeah, well, actually, no, I got cash. I put my rent aside in cash.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I put that into a form of a cashier's check at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
So I got cash. So I'll be putting like $550 on that account. Give us a little breathing room. And then call you back and then just use that card for to make the transaction over the phone. So it'd be like 9:30. So if I was there at 9, it's about 2 blocks away. So I'd be real close to Fairwood, center. I'd be calling you at 9:30 to do this. Okay.
Okay. Now we do have a couple of options. If you want to hear everything in super detail, I can schedule a call for this afternoon. There's an appointment time between 3:30 and 4 that you, me and Gina can meet on a video call. Or if you don't feel like you need all those super extensive details, then we can just run it and get it going in the morning.
Well, I need them eventually. Obviously, we built as far as on my end. For example, you know what my website with Google website with local SPAC managers, obviously I got the dashboard there. It'll be part of that dashboard, so
yes.
I won't have a separate
Yelp
dashboard.
No, you won't have to do the Yelp dashboard separate. What's going to happen is once you pay, you're going to have a call with my team member. His name is Kyle. He's the one in our organization that deals directly with Gina from Yelp. And he is going to give you the emails for the best practices, the best way for us to set up your Yelp. He's going to give you the best way for you to respond to your clients. He's going to tell you the best way to try to gain reviews from your clients. He is going to give us the best practices for you using Yelp.
He's going to help me to optimize how I can get the
Yelp.
Yeah,
on your end. We're going to take care of all the technical stuff. But on your end, as far as responding, talking to the clients, how you're going about it, how quickly, which we know you're quick to the draw. You want to get on there first. We know that. Your experience, you know the beauty of doing that.
The best thing is to either text or not email me, but obviously, for example, setting up response being phone and text first as far as options.
Yes.
And email, whether it's even an option or not. You know what I mean? So I got.
So it's phone and text, and it's also through the Yelp app. So the Yelp business app, it gives you immediate notification, which is the primary way that a lot of Yelp people will give notification. So that's a beautiful thing.
Great. Now, for example, right now when people get a hold of me through the different ways of going through the Google or, and even for the Google, are you familiar with their
call tracking?
Damn it, I just said the words a minute ago. The page the dashboard. Are you familiar with the dashboard?
Mm-hmm, I am.
Okay, so for example, I'll go on top of your home, leads, website, reviews, posts, in business information, things, Google Ads. I can go on and make changes and do things here. Things at camp, it allows me to track certain things. But for example, on the, I need to go back to the home page because I want to go ahead and go over this for you. Example, as use this as an example, but I want to, why is this taking so long? Okay, so for example, if I go to my leads, I got, I got leads and how they come in, how they respond to me, whatever. Mm-hmm. I got, calls, SMS, I think that's text, website, how they came in and how they went, whatever. I just want to make sure they have, for example, on my website, they've got a number that's not my number, okay? And
right, it's the call tracking number.
It's a full tracking number and so on and so forth. And it has certain value on that, but at the same time, for example, recording the phone call for future use, which doesn't seem to do very good. For example, when I had a call come in, first thing I ask is what city you're in, confirm, so I don't waste their time or mine that you're in the surface area that I provide. I had a call come in, that happened, I asked where he's coming to call from and said, great, where are you from, what city? And he told me he's up in somewhere north of Marysville, which you have to go through, not just Seattle, but other areas on the freeway, heavy congestion areas. So it's at least a minimum 2 to 3 hour drive each way. So I said, yeah, my apologies, I'm just located right. That's beyond my, he goes, yeah, you are. How did I get you? I put in, Painter, whatever, in his city, and I came up. So it's all recorded, so I put a request to get a credit for that, and they denied it. I mean, there's the phone call. That's first thing I did was ask, where you're at? Nope, I'm sorry, I can't help you. I was just calling back. It's definitely worth calling back, logging back on to using Google to find a painter and so on and so forth. This is just kind of a fluke or something. And also, for example, when I may have gone on this before, but I had a problem getting that's one of the reasons why I quit the Google EMT program is they just couldn't get it right, and they would not give me credits for them. When people would ask for a drywall installer, I do drywall repair, not installation. There's a huge difference. I don't do wholesale installation of the sheets of drywall. That's a heavier work with machinery required, or at least 2 people, 3 people, making it even easier, because those big sheets, especially if you're doing roofs or high stuff, I'm not equipped to do that, but I can do drywall repair. And I was getting tons of people for drywall installs, And they never got credit for those, or they wouldn't credit those back to me. So I was just tired of it. It was like, you guys are starting to be like home advisors. Give me bogus leads and not give me obvious credits for things that I don't do or that are beyond, or if there was somebody shopping or a realtor or somebody looking for a job, and I'm not getting credits for that kind of stuff. Well, in their cases, you were giving credit for some things, but not all of them. And the ones that were really obvious. Just listen to the damn phone call, you know what I mean? So I didn't, that's why I got rid of Google Guarantee Program, because it was just a pain in the ass. They were not helpful and they were not honest. So anyway, I don't know why I went there, but as far as where we left you wanted to go with me now or have somebody call me, yeah, you can definitely have somebody call me in an hour or two. I'll be at my desk.
It's a video call. Do you have video access? If I send you a link on Google,
I don't know how to do it. I mean, okay. I have a camera on my computer. I've never used it. I don't even know how to do a Zoom.
So let me ask her. Hold on a second.
Could it be just a plain phone call, and I take notes on my end?
Yeah, we can. I can ask her if we could do that for sure. Give me just 1 second. Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I know that, like, if they're going over, like, my dashboard, they're going over something, they log in at the same time, and they see what I see, and I see what they see in regards to what we're working on. But as far as if they're just explaining and going over things, I mean, we don't need to see each other. I mean, I don't mind one way or the other, but it's not necessary, is it?
No, it's not necessary. Sometimes she shows. It just depends. It's just a matter of going over, you know, some of the things. Let me see here.
If she has visual aids for me to look at them and get easier, that's one thing. But if it's a matter, like I said, with you guys in the last year, we've gotten on, or not so much lately, but when this began, when I started with you guys got on the same, you know, we logged in and you guys were able to see what I was doing and I was seeing what you were doing and so on and so forth. We did that before. That was useful. Mm-hmm. But it didn't require to have even a little picture-in-picture of us to see each other. Do that. So, and then unless they got visual aids that they hold up in front of the camera, I don't understand any need for a video. So, video call. But, I don't know. Do they have visual aids?
I'm asking because sometimes she uses, she does pop things up and show us certain things, but it's not necessarily needed. If you're fine without it, it's no big deal.
Well, no, I'm saying if they can pop that stuff off, if we're on a thing, that doesn't have, okay. Well, I suppose the video has the ability, if there's a video call, it has other aspects or apps of that program where that if we're on the video, she's on a computer on my mind, she can send me stuff while we're on that same app that we can see each other. But it's not that difficult to do. I don't mind doing it.
And shows you stuff sometimes, but I'm asking her if she's going to need to do that for those situations.
Okay. Well, with that email, whether it's a Zoom or whatever it is, it may be to have that tool available to show me those things. It may require to be on that app that has as part of that video call.
If
that's
Google
the case, so then yeah,
it's just Google Meet. It's not like a special app or anything. It's Google Meet. We send you a Google Meet link.
I have no clue what that is.
Okay.
I assume that's just an invitation for a video call.
Yeah, it is. It's a Google Meet is a place where people meet on Google. Uh-huh. So it's like a clickable link that has a video chat room in it.
Okay. Yeah, I've never done a video chat or anything like that. So I'm just not tech savvy or computer savvy at all. I use this as a tool because I have to, to reach customers. Because if I don't, you know, the old way I used to do it where I'd go out and run ads or maybe do a packet that go in stuff envelopes at property management or realtors offices where they got 30, 40, 60, 70 brokers in the office and they all have their pigeonhole or cubbyhole for their mail and you go out and that's how they, you know, they got their vendors or whatever to develop new clients, you know, or all the old ways are just redundant, what is it out of date?
They're just outdated.
Outdated. They're just old school and they don't work no more and you can't be competitive. And so I'm forced to actually do this. Or to tell you the truth, I have nothing to do with computers. I don't like them. I don't like it at all.
I understand.
It's not where my mind, how my brain works.
Here, let's see if this works. I'm sending you a link right now. I'm sending you an email. Okay.
Thank you.
And this email, it says, please click here.
Okay, so I'm going to open that from Amy Nelson.
I want you to open that email for me.
Okay, just a second. I screwed up. So go back over there. Okay, Amy Nelson. I clicked that on. Okay, it says, click this. Best regards, Amy Nelson. So it says, click that. All right. Now it gave me a Google partner page.
Okay, so
now it says, click this.
Hold on just a second. So not, okay, the one that says Google, not the one that says Google placement, the one that says, please click here. Did you click on that one?
I did that and got me another page which says click here.
It says meet me
here. Now. Okay, hold on. Go back again.
There's two different emails.
Okay, now I got. Okay, hold on a second. I'll go back. Okay, I'm going to go back to my email account.
Mm-hmm.
I already opened the first one, so let's go back to my. Okay, so I got the first one that came in says click, meet me here. One's that clicked is best regards, and the other one here says meet me here, best regards.
So click on the Meet Me Here, the blue one.
Okay, I'll open that one. Okay, mm-hmm. That one's open now, and I see the Meet Me Here. Best regards. So I'll click Meet Me Here.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to double-click it, it looks like. Okay, anyway, so no camera found. Okay, allow microphones and cameras. Click Allow over here, Allow. Okay, so I can see myself on this.
Okay,
on this camera.
So you would be able to get into the meeting. So we went ahead. Okay. I went ahead and set that up. So at 3:30, You're going to click that, and you're going to meet me there.
Okay. Right. Great. Okay. You are, or the other person. You are the other person.
I'm going to be there, too.
Oh, you'll both be. Okay, we're okay, very good.
We're going to be there together. You're not doing it alone.
All right, thanks. Okay. Well, better go comb my hair.
All right. Sounds good. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.